In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, years ago, children remember that each daily Mass in Lent was offered in a different church in Rome. And today's Mass was offered in the Basilica of St. Paul the Apostle. And the catechumens were tested today to see if they were ready to be baptized. And if they passed all of their examinations, then there was a ceremony of the opening of the ears. Then they were handed a book of Gospels and the confession of the faith and the Our Father. And all of this should remind us, the different authors say, that wrote about today's Mass, should remind us of our baptism, everything in today's liturgy. But the church wants to play a little fun game, I think. That's how I look at it anyway. A fun game every day in Lent. And you children should play along with it. See if you can notice, when you look at your missals, see what stational church the Mass would be offered in today in Rome. And then read through your epistle and the collect of the Mass and the Gospel, and see if you can make a connection. What is the connection? There is always one. So today we have St. Paul. What is the connection in today's Holy Mass? There is a connection that struck me, the connection between St. Paul and the man that was born blind in today's Gospel. Well, two things about them they have in common. The first is that they are both, at least at one point in their lives, blind. They couldn't see a thing. St. Paul, he was persecuting the Catholic Church and was on his way to do so into another town, and you know the whole story. He gets knocked off his horse by this brilliant light, and he falls to the ground, and he then can't see a thing. He's blinded. He's blinded because he doesn't have the faith to help him see. And then later on, when he accepts and confesses that Jesus is true God, then he receives his vision back after he visits the old man in another city. And a similar thing happens today in the Gospel. We see a man who is born blind. He can't see. And so one day he's sitting there along the road, and our Lord passes by, it says. But he doesn't just ignore the man who's sick. He sees him. He has compassion on him. And he stops. And he talks to this man. And the man tells him, "I am blind." And all of our Lord's disciples say, "Lord, why is he blind? Was it because his parents sinned, or was it because he sinned? And this is a sort of punishment." And he said, "No, this is for the glory of God." And our Lord then, it says, he takes a little bit of his saliva and a little bit of dirt from the road, and he mixes it together into a paste, and he places it on the blind man's eyes. But he doesn't see yet. The blind man doesn't see anything yet. Our Lord then says, "Go now and wash in the pool of Siloe." And he does just that. He goes and he washes himself in that pool, and then immediately he sees. He sees everything. And that is a symbol of our baptism, and how when our souls are washed, then we're given faith. And remember, faith is the virtue that helps us to see all things as God sees them, and to see them as God wants us to see them. But in any case, going back to the story, now the Jews, the priests, they're furious now because they see that this man claims, anyway, that he was cured. At first, the Jews don't believe him, and they say, "Oh, you were never born blind. You could see all your life long." And the man tells them, no, I was born blind." So then they call his mom and dad in and say, "Is this your son?" They say, "Yes, it's our son." "Was he born blind?" "Yes." "Well, then how does he now see?" "Well, I don't know. Ask him. He's of age. He's old enough to answer for himself." And so they do, and they go back and they ask him. And then they ask him, what do you think of this Jesus? And he told them, only one thing I know, and that is, I was blind and now I see. And God does not hear sinners, but his prayers were answered. And then the Jews excommunicated him from the synagogue at this point, because there was the word went out, anyone who would believe in the Christ would be excommunicated. And so he was. And right there on the spot, our Lord shows up, just when he's needed the absolute most. And the synagogue rejects this man, but Christ accepts him. And he says, do you believe in the Messiah? And the blind man who now sees, he said, yes, who is he? And I will believe. And he says, You have both seen him and are now speaking to him. It is I'm the Messiah. And that's when at the end of the gospel we all genuflected, just as the man did at that moment when our Lord said, I am the Messiah. The man fell on his knees to adore the Messiah. And that's how the story ended. But that's the first thing that St. Paul and the man have in common. They were both blind and both received their vision. And then secondly, St. Paul was the greatest, after he converted, he was the greatest of missionaries, converting many, many hundreds of people. And so was this man too. He went and he became one of the great missionaries and preached even to the very Jews themselves that Jesus is the Messiah. And he wasn't afraid. He knew that he'd be excommunicated if he said that Jesus was the Messiah. And he said it anyway, because he was brave and he truly believed in this. And then both of them suffered. St. Paul suffered so much for his faith. He was shipwrecked and scourged and everything else. And then this man, born blind in today's gospel, suffered much for his faith too, because of the fact that he was excommunicated. But there we have it, children. Remember this. When we were born in what? We were born with original sin, and that is we can't see. We don't yet have the faith. Then we go to the pool, the baptismal font, and we wash ourselves in the waters of baptism, and then we receive the faith, which is our vision. We can see all things through the faith. For instance, all of those questions that no one else in the world can answer, the faith can. Who made you? Why are you here? Where are you going? Why is there so much suffering in this world? The faith gives you the understanding of why these things happen. So think of that today. The faith gives you vision, and then as you practice your faith, children, always be ready to suffer. To suffer and be made fun of and mocked. And that's what you can learn from the two models given to us in today's liturgy, St. Paul and the man born blind, that faith helps us to see, and that we must also, once we have the faith, bring others to it and be ready to suffer for it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.